Hello, this is Dr. Dave, and you are listening to Slice Your Age, episode 50.
Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
This is Dr. Dave, and welcome to Slice Your Age. Of course, this is the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. This show is for you today because today I am answering your questions and your questions only. That's what the whole show is going to be about. I'm going to take one right after the next. And if you submitted anything or if you want to get to me now by email, go ahead and we'll make sure we get your question answered. Before we get into the first question, I just want to remind you the place you want to be hanging out is sliceyourage.com. From there, you can download any show. You can go to, you can get onto iTunes and make sure you subscribe to the show. You can ask a question. You can do about anything. Oh, by the way, and we have show notes. Remember, anytime we do an episode, which is one at least once a week, every Thursday, you can go ahead and go check out these show notes. We're usually up about 1 or 2 days later. Detailed show notes of everything we talked about in the show, along with links, images, anything we want to put up there, it's there for you. So again, thanks so much for being here with me. I appreciate you. And it's just, I'm so glad that you and I are together today for the show to learn a lot about life and how just to live your best life ever. Let's get into the very first question here. The question comes from Harry Hammerschmidt from the UK. Harry, your question is, in the early days of your podcast, you and Yoko used to talk about getting meat from local farms. Now you look down on that. Can you please explain? Harry, thanks so much for the question. It's not that we look down on anything, but you know, life is a process. It's a learning process. And I always used to talk about on my show here the dilemma that Yoko and I had because, yeah, we did go to local farms to get our meat because we were convinced that the cows, the pigs, the chicken, and so forth were humanely raised. And we always said that there was a dilemma because of our love for animals. And we felt that we had to eat meat. So we just wanted to eat the meat that was, you know, raised in the most humane, organic way possible. And when it was time for slaughter, the best way possible. Now, fast forward many, many months, and Yoko and I have been studying, researching, talking to a lot of nutritionists, a lot of people that eat plant-based diets, vegans, et cetera, and we have learned, and we've done a ton of reading, believe me, this does not come lightly at all, but we have learned that a whole foods plant-based diet is absolutely by far the best diet that human beings can be on for several different reasons, actually for many different reasons, but I'll just, I won't elaborate in too much detail because I have discussed this in prior episodes, but I will say that health-wise, nutrition-wise, I've read the research. I've read the China study. I saw Forks Over Knives, the movie. I'm aware of like what Dr. Colin Estelson has to say about this. He's studied this extensively. And there's no question that when one goes to a plant-based whole foods diet, you're healthier. You have much less risk for getting diseases such as, of course, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, cancer. The list goes on and on and on. And I will tell you this, that since Yoko and I became vegan, and that means we're eating no animal products whatsoever, we recently had our physical down at the Cooper Clinic in Dallas, Texas, and I actually just got the blood work back here that I can look at in front of me. I don't have it here in the studio this second, but you know, before I looked at it on the doctor's screen at the time of the exam, right after the exam, it looked great, but I just got it in the mail actually a couple days ago, and I've started looking at my blood work, and let me tell you something. Although my blood work was always very good, don't get me wrong, I've never really had problems, and my doctor always said I was in good health. She said that since we became vegan, at least I'll speak for myself because I had my blood work in front of me yesterday, since I became vegan, there is such a remarkable difference. My cholesterol, which was not high to begin with, let's say it was 160 total, in 3 months went down to 140. which is amazing. And my ratios are fantastic. She was just amazed at what happened in a short period of time. I'm just extrapolating out, and I feel that things are going to continue to get better and better and better. My weight is ideal. I look good as far as my skin, my glow. People tell me that I look better than ever. So Yoko and I are totally convinced that a whole foods plant-based diet is best for human beings. A couple little quick things about that, some other things I've been researching and reading. The human gut seems to be designed for plants. It's very long, and it's not acidic enough for meat. Like carnivore animals have a much shorter gut. The digestion is much faster. It's much more acidic, and the meat contents are not kept inside of them quite so long. Although humans, our guts are way too long. I mean, of course it works, but the meat just rots in the gut. It's not a real healthy situation. The byproducts are not good. Our teeth, of course, are not really designed to be carnivores. So we have canine teeth, but look at any carnivore and look at all of the sharp teeth they have. And not only that, look at the jaw structure where the mouth opens really, really, really wide, as opposed to our mouth does not. It's got limited opening. We're not really meant to be carnivores or even omnivores. So that's just a couple things. Now, the other thing is the ethical part of it. We learn so much about how the animals are suffering. And even at the farms, the local farms, and when you go into such Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's or a natural food store where they say that animals were grass-fed, free-range, organically raised, things like that. I hate to say this, I never wanted to believe this, but my studies do show, my research does show that a good percentage of it is kind of just a marketing thing for the corporations, the big companies to get more eggs in people's hands because we think the eggs are healthier than the regular eggs. We think that the meat is better because it's grass-fed. The animals are grass-fed, free-range. It's really not true. There are certain rules, and as long as they abide by those rules for a very small part of the time, they can get away with putting certain things on labels. So don't fool yourself, or don't let anybody else fool you. The labeling, grass-fed, organically raised, free-range, a lot of it is total BS, I hate to say it. And again, I didn't want to believe this. I really wanted to believe the best, that the animals were being treated well, but they're not. And then when you talk about slaughter, I'm sorry, I just don't know of any humane way to slaughter an animal, especially when they're doing a lot of them. There's no humane way to do it. So when the animals, no matter how well they're quote unquote raised, which they're not, when they're getting on that truck to go to the slaughterhouse, they know what's going on and they're suffering and they're afraid. They have fear. They have emotions just like human beings do. So in a nutshell, it's a learning process, Harry. So yeah, we've gone from being, very, very, careful consumers of meat from the local stores and farms and, the natural grocers, things like that, to pure vegans where we do not consume any animal products whatsoever. Not only that, we don't even wear animal products. I will not wear a pair of leather shoes, a leather jacket, a leather belt. I got rid of my leather wallet. I gave that away. And I have a wallet that's made out of some type of natural material, not animal skin. So, Harry, I hope that helps you. When you're ready, we're with you here. We can help you. We've had so many people change their lifestyle to vegan, and I've had nothing but really great reports so far from my friends and other people that follow me and listen to the podcast, Harry. So when you're ready, I hope you can step it up. We're here for you. We're here to help you do it. Okay, so next question. Next question is actually not signed by somebody's name. I'll tell you who it's by when we read the question. The question is, I am in a job that I hate. Problem is, I need it to support my wife and two. Okay, let me start that over because that's really bad. I'm reading that horribly. I am in a job that I hate. Problem is, I need it to support my wife and two kids. I know you've said if you're in something that is not working, to either make it better or get out. But I feel trapped here. Getting out is not an option. Signed, stressed to the max. Stressed. Maybe I'll call you Max. I feel for you. I know your situation. I mean, throughout my life, I've had very tough situations, whether it was work related, relationship related. I know what it's like to be in something that's not working for you. Believe me, you're listening to somebody who totally feels your pain. Believe me. Having said that, though, from what I've learned in my life, staying in something that you just hate. I mean, I imagine you drive to work in the morning, or you get on the bus, or you take a train, or however you get to work. I'm imagining you're just dreading it. You don't like going in. Something about it you're just not liking, whether it's the work itself, your coworkers, your boss, the corporate culture. Something about it is not working for you at all. And I'm guessing, Max, I'm guessing you've tried everything possible to make it better. Now, if you haven't, that's my first recommendation. Let's try to do everything possible, everything humanly possible to make this job at least acceptable for you. I'm not saying you have to, at this point, since you need it for income, I'm not saying you have to go in and jump up and down and do jumping jacks every single day because you love it so much, but let's get it to the point where you're not hating it. And let's get it to the point where, you know, you're maybe kind of looking forward to it. It's not bad. So what is that going to take? Is it going to take maybe moving to a different department? Can you request that? Is it, would it mean maybe working with different coworkers, getting shifted somewhere, maybe taking some courses and learning more about marketing, or what? I'm not sure what type of work you're in, Max, but learning more about something there so you can really excel and be great at it and kind of be the star and have your boss or bosses look at you and say, Max, you, something's happened, but you're doing a great job. This is incredible. Maybe learn to accept or get along with your coworkers a lot better. Whatever the problem or problems are at work, Max, I would suggest you try that first. Just try your best to make it work. Now, if you've tried everything and you just can't stand this job, I've got to say, it to me, it doesn't really matter how much money you're making. I hate to say, if you're making $1 million a year, it's pretty tough to turn down for most people. $1 million a year, it's pretty tough. But, you know, I will tell you this. Our lives, our happiness, it's so much more important than the money, because no matter how much money we make, sure, it can buy a lot of stuff. It can buy you a big house and fancy sports cars and vacations and the best designer clothes and jewelry. But when all is said and done and you've got all that stuff, can you look in the mirror and say you're happy with your life? Maybe not. Maybe not. So to me, it really does not matter how much money one is making. Of course, you know, I think if you need to provide for a family and you want to do some certain things in life, you know, it takes money, of course. But I'll tell you something. I've also read so many studies, so many, that say when people reach a certain level of success, whether it's fame or money or athletic ability or whatever it may be, they get to a certain point and, you know, and a lot of times people are just not happy with that. They want more and more and more. And when they get to that next level, that kind of sets the new baseline, and they want more and more and more, and they go through life and they're never happy. Max, I don't want you to be like that. I personally don't want to be like that. I've actually taken steps in my life to make sure I'm not like that. You know, when does it get to the point where you can just say, you know something, I'm comfortable with what I have. I'm comfortable with the amount of money I'm making, or I'm comfortable with the amount of money I've invested. I don't really need that much more. Now, I'm not suggesting you're in that situation, Max. It sounds like you've got to work, and most people do. I've got to work. But I want to work at something that I love to do every day. So, Max, if you can't make the adjustments at your job, I'm going to suggest start looking. I'm assuming you've got some type of a talent. If you're working now, you've got some type of talent that somebody wants. And it's hard for me to believe that the job you're working at right now is the only possibility for you. It's hard for me to believe that. So I would start looking around. You know, keep it quiet, keep it confidential, but I'd start looking around. The other alternative, and this, I love this alternative, I love this option, is to see if there's anything you can do to start some type of business or work or something on your own. I mean, look, my passion is helping people live better lives, stronger, thinner, healthier, happier. This is my absolute passion. Now, I've got another business. You all know that. But this is such a passion of mine. I built this show from total scratch, from nothing. I had no followers, no listener, no base. And I built it in 1 year to, at this point, we are practically at 150,000 downloads. This show started from scratch, from nothing, has been downloaded about 150,000 times now. Every month it grows. I'm getting more and more listeners. So if I can do something on my own like this, Max, I mean, there's got to be something that you love and something you think about. And especially these days, since we have computers and we're online and there's, blogging and there's podcasting and there's social media and there's so many things possible. You could invest online. You can do anything online. The world is out there for you, Max. I'd go for it, because if you stay at something that's ugly, stale, you hate it, life goes by fast. Take it from me. I'm going to be 60 on my next birthday, and I learned quite a while ago, I've got to live the life that I want to live and not the way that other people want me to live and not the way that I necessarily was living. I'm living my life to the absolute best of my ability, and I can tell you something. I am happy every single day. Now, I'm a human being like everybody else. I'm like a human being like you are. And do I have some ups and downs? Of course. If I didn't, I'd be a robot. But I'm going to tell you something. My life is great, and it's only because I made it this way. So, Max, good luck to you. Please do it. Stay in touch. I'm here to help you. I appreciate your question. Next question is from Tim F. Tim F. from Northern Virginia. And Tim writes, I know it's only September, but I am already dreading the upcoming holidays. Wow, Tim, we got a while to go before the holidays. But they do creep up. They do creep up. You're right, Tim. So he says, Dr. Dave, I normally gain 5 pounds between Thanksgiving and New Year's, and I don't want that to happen this year. What are your suggestions? Well, Tim, yeah, great question there. Really good. And you're not alone, because most people do gain weight. And your weight gain, although no weight gain is good, you know, many people gain 10 or more. So not that I'm saying that's good, because you don't want to gain any weight. If you're at your ideal weight, you want to be steady, 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 and not up, and certainly not ups and downs. That's actually the worst thing you can do. So, Tim, let's see. What can you do? Well, here's an answer. It might take you a little bit of time. Go back and start listening to every episode of Slice Your Age, because I talk about this so much. And it's as you know, Tim, as you probably know, I don't know if you're a new listener or not, but it's a passion of mine to help you live your best life ever. And one of the things I talk about so many times is eating. And I know last year around the holidays, we did an episode. You might want to go back and check that one. I can't remember exactly what it's called, Tim. We'll put it up in the show notes for you. But it's something to the effect of how to maintain your health and how not to gain weight over the holidays. So it was a great one. And we'll probably do another similar one as the holidays approach too. But to answer your question, Tim, it's a lifestyle. It's not an up and down. It's not a binge and then diet, binge and fast and cleanse. It's not that. No, it's a lifestyle. So I really don't worry about the holidays personally, because what I do every day is the same. I eat the same way. If I go to a holiday party and they've got like all this junk and fatty food on the table, I'm not going to eat it. I'll go to socialize and say hi to family or friends, but I'm not going to eat that food. If I'll eat something that's healthy and that's vegan, that's plant-based, if it's, as long as it's whole food, or, you know, do I eat any processed foods? Okay, of course, occasionally, but I try to eat mostly whole foods, as many whole foods as possible. So Tim, I don't know if you've adopted the plant-based diet yet, but here's the thing, if you're plant-based, if you're vegan, and if you're, as long as you're eating whole foods, look, there are junk food for vegans as well. You can eat cupcakes and there's vegan ice cream and there's pastries and all kinds. There's junk out there for vegans. Believe me, the market is requesting it. People want that. But even before I was vegan, and you know this, I've told you this, I didn't eat junk and I don't eat it now. So if you're living your life eating a plant-based whole food diet, you know, I don't want to say you can eat as much as you want, because you can never eat as much as you want. But if you're eating till you're full and you're eating, you know, good meals all day long, then I've got to tell you something. Chances are you're not going to be gaining weight. You're not going to be gaining weight because think of how much plant-based food, like picture a salad in your mind for a second. Picture that salad sitting in your stomach and it's full. Your stomach is totally full. Well, it's still not going to be nearly as many calories, as many bad ingredients as something like a big 10-ounce chunk of meat in your stomach, which does not take up a whole lot of your stomach, but it's sitting there and it's a lot of calories and you don't even feel full, so you're going to want to eat more. So there's so many benefits of eating plant-based because you do have that feeling of being full when you don't necessarily have all the calories that you would have like on a carnivore type diet where you're eating meat and dairy and eggs and things like that. So where am I going with this, Tim? I'm kind of saying that it's a lifestyle, and I know that I'll give you an example. I was invited out this morning for brunch, and I was invited by my mom and dad, and I don't like to turn down invitations from my mom and dad, but typically what they do, they go to a diner for breakfast or for brunch and on a Sunday morning, and or maybe any morning, whatever morning it might be. And I actually turned down the invitation. It's not that I didn't want to be with my parents. I love them. They're the greatest. And one of the reasons is because I'm very pressed for time. I'm leaving tomorrow actually for Miami Beach because we're doing a very, very large seminar down there this coming Friday and Saturday, September 12th and 13th. Going to have over a couple thousand people there we're speaking to. It's going to be phenomenal. Love it. But so my time is really tight. I'm trying to pack and get last minute things organized. So I really did not have the time. But I said to my mom when she called last night, I said, listen, mom, you know, don't take it the wrong way. I just don't have the time. And number two, there's just really not going to be anything for me to eat for breakfast at the diner. The diner generally doesn't have tofu. I could get a salad, of course, but I'd rather be sitting here in my house eating what I eat almost every morning, like a really healthy, a veganically grown cereal with loads of cut up fresh organic fruit on it, walnuts, flaxseed, almond milk or cashew milk or soy milk or something like that on it, some fresh squeezed juice. You kind of get the picture. You're probably not going to get that at the local diner. You're just not going to get it. That's why I turned down the invitation. So, Tim, be your own person. Be your own. You make the rules. Other people do not make the rules for you. Stay away from the eating at the parties. No alcohol or very, very little alcohol. Alcohol is a fattening, crazy thing to drink, I think. There's nothing healthy about it. Don't let anybody kid you. There's nothing healthy about alcohol. Limit the caffeine. Just drink fresh water, fresh squeezed juice, and you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Remember, it's a lifestyle. Thanks for submitting that, Tim. The next question we have is from Mary P. Mary P. is from Manhattan, New York City. Yeah, go New York. Love it, Mary. Thanks for your question. Her question is, Dr. Dave, do you prefer a juicer or a blender for healthy drinks? A great question, Mary. That's a real good one. And I've struggled with this a lot over many years. I always thought that juicing was a waste and was bad because, let's face it, we're throwing out a very good percentage of a lot of the fiber, the bulk that you know we don't use in juicing. Juicing, you're just extracting, you know, the liquid from the fruit or from the vegetable, and everything else is trapped and then likely thrown out or composted or whatever. It's usually not going into our system. So I never really liked juicing. I thought the idea was kind of weird. So then I got my NutriBullet. Love that. A NutriBullet is it's like a small blender, and it's a great little piece of equipment for the kitchen. It's wonderful. And you throw in like whole pieces of fruit or let's think about this, some nuts, some almond milk, some greens. Greens go great in there. You could put in some protein powder. You got the picture. You just throw in a whole bunch of stuff and then mix it. And you're drinking a few minutes later, you're drinking this wonderful shake that is incredibly nutritious. You got all the ingredients there. You haven't thrown anything out. Nothing's got trapped in the thing where you're going to throw it out later. You're drinking pure health. So I love the NutriBullet. But I also recently got a juicer, and I use them kind of for two different things. And I do like the juicer, even though I don't like throwing out the fiber, the bulk of a lot of the fruits and vegetables. I think it does have its purpose. And when I use a juicer typically in the morning when I'm eating my breakfast, that I just actually just described on the last question that I was when I was talking to Tim, because in the morning I eat a really, really healthy breakfast consisting of a very healthy cereal with cashew or almond or soy milk on it, with fresh fruit, generally walnuts, flaxseed, just whatever I can throw in there that's really healthy. So it's a lot. It's a lot to eat. I don't really want to combine that with a shake because it's too much. My stomach is it's gonna be too much. So I really like the lightness of the juice. So generally, what I'll do, and it's very easy to do, I'll generally throw a few carrots, maybe a couple apples, some celery, a cucumber, maybe some greens into the juicer, and I'll have Yoko and I will have just two small glasses of really, really the freshest juice you can possibly get. And yeah, we take out, of course, the fiber comes out of it. We compost it, so it's good for the environment. But I think a combination of the two is really, really working well for me. So that's what I'm going to recommend. If I had to have one or the other, well, obviously, I think I'm going to say I'd go with a NutriBullet because you're not getting rid of anything. You're drinking down everything, which is definitely very healthy. And just maybe drink tea or water for breakfast. Of course, when you drink the tea, I'd go with chamomile because you don't want any caffeine, or decaffeinated green tea or something like that. But anyway, that's my answer. I hope you enjoyed it. Mary, thanks so much for that question. We have time for one more question, and the question is going to be coming from Amy. Amy did not give her last name, but Amy, she says she's from UK. So Amy, by the way, it's so great to have you listening from the UK. We appreciate it. The world is just such a small place these days, and I have listeners from all over the planet, and it's just so cool to be able to connect with you if you're in a different state than I'm in, different country, maybe even halfway around the world. So it's so cool. So thanks so much for being with me. And Yoko, of course, Yoko is not on the show today. Yoko is my co-host, but she's been doing more traveling than hanging here. So she's back in Japan just for the week. So I'm really hoping to have Yoko back on the next show. I'm hoping, Bailey, a lot of you have asked, where's Yoko been? And it's just been, she was on, not the last one, but the one before that, when we were driving to the Annapolis 10 mile, where Yoko co-hosted it with me there. But believe me, I'll try to get her back on more shows. She's just a busy little thing. So it's hard to keep up with her sometimes. So the question from Amy is, Dr. Dave, your podcast is fantastic. I would like to learn even more from you. Are you available to be my personal coach? Well, Amy, thanks so much. That's so kind of you to say that. Again, I appreciate whenever I hear that from any listener. I love that. I'm not sure exactly what you mean by become your personal coach. Now, if you want me to pack my bags and move over to the UK and kind of hang with you and coach you all the time there, it's right now, I probably don't have time for that. As much as I'd love to do that, I just don't have the time or the resources to do that right now. Who knows, Amy, maybe in the future. But it's a great question, and I've toyed with this, and you're not the only one that has asked me. Many listeners have asked me, can we do something more with you? Do you have like any kind of a inner circle, a coaching program, anything like that? And the answer right this moment is I really don't. It's almost like embarrassing to say because I've been asked so many times. But believe me, I'm taking my time. I'm considering all of my options. There are just many different things I can do with you on a more intimate level. And I'm just trying to figure out what the best thing would be before I jump into anything. So it's going to probably be some time. Don't expect anything right away. It's going to be some time. Right now, what I'm concentrating on the most is just delivering the absolute best content. I want to help you live your best life possible. So that's really what I'm trying to do. And as far as having some type of upper level program or paid coaching program, or maybe even some paid inner circle level, I'm just not there yet. Maybe one day, because of course there's all kinds of ways I can help people. I've thought about all kinds of crazy things. Here's a crazy one I thought about. Now, I don't know if you want to do this or not, but I thought about sometime next year in 2015, I would like to take a listener Now, this is just me thinking. It's going to be so hard to do this, but I'd like to take a listener who wants to totally change his or her life. Let's say they need to lose weight. Let's say they want to get in better shape. They want to become vegan, something like that. They want to kind of live the Dr. Dave and Yoko life. So I was thinking about taking in a listener, and my crazy idea was we would do like a drive, not just a drive around the neighborhood. Like we'd start on the East Coast where I live right here on the East Coast of the USA. And we'd take our time and drive across the country. We'd really take our time. And my goal would be by the time we got to California, wherever our destination was in California, the person that spent the time with me, the person that we drove across the country with me and Yoko, or maybe just me and Yoko, we would be able to transform your entire life. We would change. You'd be a different person by the time we got to the West Coast. Now, I'd love to do it. I'm thinking about it. I don't know how it would work logistically. So I will tell. I'm going to throw this out there. And I was not planning to even say this today, but Amy, you kind of got my mind going, and it's something that I have been thinking in the back of my mind. If you or anybody listening to this would like to participate in something like that, where Yoko and I coach you for a period of time personally, and we will get you living the lifestyle that we live. You know, and again, it will help you either lose weight, get stronger. Maybe we'll help you ski down some double black diamonds. We'll get you doing what we're doing. If you're interested, let me know. Send me an email, sliceyourage@gmail.com, or go to the website, sliceyourage.com, or Facebook page, of course, facebook.com/sliceyourage. You know how to get in touch with me. Get in touch with me and just let me know if you're interested. It would be a blast. I don't know if we're going to do it again. It's something I've just been toying with. So if anybody is interested, I'll take maybe first come, first served. No, I probably can't do first come, first served. It would have to be somebody that we know that we'd be able to like, you know, enjoy working with, spending a lot of time with. Let's face it, we'd be very, very intimate. We'd be together a lot. So it would have to be somebody who we really feel we would enjoy your company, and we'd all want to be with each other. We don't want it to be any kind of a strained relationship. So, you know, and most of you, you know, I think would be great. You know, there's somebody that's just so difficult to get along with, or picky, or just, you know, we want to all be on the same playing field, on the same wavelength. So, you know, again, interest, I don't know. I can't promise we're going to do it, but let's see what kind of interest is out there. Amy, thanks so much for that question. That led me in a crazy direction that I really had no idea I was going to go into. Oh my God. I don't even know why I said it. Maybe I have to edit that out of there, because I don't know if we can even do that. Oh, well, anyway, this has been great. I appreciate all of your questions today, and I hope you enjoyed listening to me answer all of those listeners' questions. Again, you know, my goal is to have you stick with me, help you live your best life ever. We're on a great trajectory here. You know, we've been doing this just about a year now. We're getting on 1 year. I think should we have some kind of 1 year anniversary party here at Slice Your Age? Should we, like, I don't know, maybe like the 52nd episode, we should just do something crazy. Do you have any suggestions? Any ideas? I haven't even thought about it, but we're getting really close to episode 52. So, or maybe episode 53 would be the first one. That would be the actual first one after 1 year. But 52 sounds like 1 year, doesn't it? So maybe we'll do it then. Wow. Anyway, thanks so much for being with me today. I appreciate you taking time out of your day, whatever you might be doing. I appreciate it. And until next time, I am Dr. Dave. I will see you soon.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.
Slice Your Age.